Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. See, she pointed at us. That means we're back. We were talking about the weather a few minutes ago, how it's chilling down a little bit, you know, especially at nighttime. So that's going to make the water temperature do it a lot better. Today you got west winds 10 to 15 knots, increasing 15 to 20. And early in the afternoon, then diminishing to 10 to 15 late in the afternoon. So, you know, luckily it's going to be a little cool, so there's people that's going to be at the stadium. It's not going to be too hot today, I don't think. Mm-hmm. You know, got a little breeze going, plus it's not going to be real hot, so that's going to be good. Tomorrow, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 4 feet. Monday, north winds 5 to 10, seas 2 to 3 feet, a light chop on the coast, intercoastal. And Tuesday, north winds 5 to 10. And then Wednesday, northeast 10 to 15 again. So slight chance of showers on Wednesday. So, you know, I think it might come a little bit later than that, like Chip was talking about. I think he was saying he saw something where it was supposed to come in on Friday. Of course, this is Windfinder. They're not as good as, like, you know, Lauren's talking about on the weather forecast we just heard. So, but anyway, I'm just so, you know, excited about, you know, the trout that's going to start. And I know they're going to start. I mean, they just got to, you know, they just got to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, I brought some old lures.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to show you these. They're made out of just plain old wood. And, they're really a lot different than what you're used to seeing these days. And
are they balsa wood? Are they that?
I don't know.
That
light? A friend of mine, Freddie Peacock, passed away, and his wife gave them to me because he and I used to fish together mm-hmm. a lot. And she gave me a whole bunch of them that he had, and they're just like something I've never seen before. And you notice how this top water doesn't have a lip on it,
mm-hmm.
but you can see how it's shaped. It's not like any, you know, one of those little cup nose looking.
Popper.
Popper. Mm-hmm. And this is what that's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And there's different. And,
well, you got the spinner on the back.
Yeah.
So, for a short lure, I mean, that one's got three treble hooks, and that's really, you know, for like a 3-inch lure, maybe, mm-hmm. 3.5 inches. Yeah. So, you know, for a short lure like that to have three treble hooks on it, you know, that, but yeah, lures back in the day like that made out of wood. I mean, you could cast them a mile, you know, and, those spinners like that on the back, my dad and I, we used to love them to use it for trout and also to use it for, largemouth bass in lakes.
It's a dark color wood. I don't know, what balsam wood looks like.
Well, you know, the you can buy those slip floats that I buy. They're 12-inch. You can buy those in balsa wood. They're hard to find anymore because everything's in plastic anymore, you know, so they're hard to find. But, you know, I like to get them in the balsa wood, and that's not really white. It's a darker wood.
And there's no rattles in them.
Oh, no, not with a solid wood.
I remember
but
when
see,
I
was... they didn't need rattles, you no. know. They worked. You know, we talk about the things that, you know, we used to use a lot. I know Chip and I, Captain Chip and I have talked about stuff like that where you know, there's things that we have done years ago that works great. And, you know, we haven't done it in years because a lot of times, you know, when you got three or four people on board, it's hard to get everybody to work. Like if throwing spoons, you know, for some reason, people get hung up in the grass so much mm-hmm. and all that. If you get a spoon and not a, that Johnson Sprite, that thing will get hung up every time you look at it because it's got a treble hook on it. But I like that one that's Gator Lure Incorporated. Mm-hmm. It's got, you know, it comes with a little cutout in the back. And it comes with a grub that you put on there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the root beer color ones more than anything else. They got chartreuse white on it, but I like the root beer color ones. But using those lures, they got one hook on them. Now, the bad thing about the Gator Lure Incorporated, which they sell them at Strike Zone, is whenever you get through with it, you need to drop it in a bucket of fresh water or a can that's on your boat, you know, just
rinse
when
it
you
off.
Cut it off and drop it in a thing of fresh water and let it sit in there so that salt will get out. Because if you don't, right where that hook is fastened to the spoon, it'll start corroding there after a couple of times, you know, mm-hmm. if you use it a couple of times. But to throw that thing up in the grass and just kind of pop it up and let it kind of, you know, swing back and forth, letting it just drop like that, and then mm-hmm. you pop it up again and just, you know, usually if you don't pull it, it doesn't get hung up. You know, you can just pop it up a little bit and it'll come right through the grass like that. That's sort of like using a top water if you throw it in some sparse grass. Usually if you just work it, walk the dog, it'll come out of there. You know, just mm-hmm. walk right out of there. But if you try to just pull it out of there, then that's when it's going to get hung up. You know, you're going to drive one of those hooks in the blade of grass, and then you're done. You know, you got to go try to either get it out, or if you're catching fish in that area, then, you know, you don't really want to take the boat, go over there and get it out, but you don't want to break one off either. But, you know, sometimes we break them off and try to mark it. You know, look at it and see where it's at and break it off. And then we get through fishing, try to go over and get it. But, you know, having those spoons like that, there's another one. It's the Captain Mike.
Yep.
I think you pronounce his name Halica, something like that.
I met him at one of those shows down there at the Prime Osborne.
Yeah. And he's got the lure that has like a sticker on it. It's mm-hmm. a hologram right. sticker. And, they work good.
And you tried that little root beer color one with the little red eye on it?
I don't remember. No,
I've never used it yet.
Oh, they work good.
Oh, yeah.
They work good.
Didn't he come out later with the Aqua Dream Spoon, and then didn't somebody buy him out on that, or is he still his?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what he was selling whenever I was at, when I met him at the boat show.
Hmm.
And I wish I'd have got him to sign the thing, but I met him there. And I bought one of those little small Plano boxes with all the different Aqua Dream spoons in them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those spoons work really good. I mean, you know, when you have a single hook like that, I mean, when you try to throw a spoon that's got a treble hook up in the grass, I mean, you know, we throw it sometimes, you know, 6-8 feet mm-hmm. up in the grass. You know, it's kind of hard to work it out of there unless you're kind of used to it, you know. And you just kind of want to ease it out of there. But, yeah, those reds. And then a lot of times if you've got, you know, what I call a drop-down bank, you know, where it drops down 5 or 6 foot deep, you know, at high tide, and you're throwing in the grass. Of course, you can't throw in the grass at low tide anyway. But, you know, throwing it in high tide in the grass, and then if a red doesn't hit it when you get outside of the of the grass, sometimes you let it just drop a little deeper and trout would nail it, you know. Mm. So, you know, you can use it for both, you know, redfish and trout. But those redfish that get up in that sparse grass at a high tide, oh, they'll nail it.
Mm.
They'll nail it.
When I was a kid, I went up on Browns Creek, that bridge there. There's a fella up there just killing the trout. And I went over to see what he had. He had a lure that he made from a clothesline, a wood clothesline pin. Mm-hmm. You know, the clothespin?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just took and, I don't know, he did awesome stuff to it, but he was killing the trout with that thing.
Yeah, you know, I've had a client that made me a couple of lures, homemade lures. He said, man, you got to try these. And I'm like, you know, and he used them while we were on board the boat, but as far as me taking them out there with customers, you know, I don't really want to do that because, I mean, I've only got one of one kind and one of the other, you know. So, anyway, we'll be back after this.
Mm-hmm.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Durant's Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durant's Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durant's Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We were talking about these old lures you got. One of them's got a blade on the back of it, and you know, it's got it also has three treble hooks. Now that one's about what, 4 inches long?
Yeah, a little bit longer
now. Yeah, but and then the front of it's cut at an angle, so it's almost like a popper, or you know, kind of almost when you're walking the dog with it, almost kind of flip out of the water a little bit, you know. Now, and then the one you've got that's the top water right there you're talking about. Yeah. And, and see, it's got a, what do you call it? Not a V shape, but it's, two
it's
angles.
It's kind of like that. It's like a open, like a fish with his mouth open.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would seem like it would like pop the water too. I don't know. I used to have some old lures from my dad. Of course, my dad, he would use one for a while, and then paint would get messed up, he'd just throw it away, you know. So I wish I had some of those old ones.
Yeah, that's when it's good. You know?
Yeah, my son-in-law up in Madison, Georgia, he's gotten some that he actually got some he was showing me one time when I was up there that were in the little wooden box that has you slide the top of it open, you know.
Uh-huh.
You just slide the top, and the lure's in the little wooden box, you know, just one lure and one box.
I've never seen that.
And that was pretty neat, man. I mean, that's you know, they're pretty old. I mean, you know, to package them in a wooden box like that, you know. Of course, it was real thin, but real thin wood. But, having, you know, old lures like that, that'd be a real good thing to collect if you could find a bunch of them. I know there's a few people around Jacksonville that do.
A good way to display them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got mine. I don't think it's a very good way, but you know, there's a little old wood. You buy them, they're whatnot. They have little shelves in them. These little boat shaped things you hang on the wall. They look like a little tiny boat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you took the shelves out of them, they have little slats of wood across the bottom, and I hang the boat up, and then I just put the lures on those little slats.
Oh, I see.
Of wood on the inside of the boat, and that's how I've got them, you know, where you can see them. But I've got some old flies that are made out of wood on there.
And you could go to
little,
some
small little things.
Mm.
I don't know. You know, these look pretty cool. The fly ones do.
You could take that thing and go to a place like Lee and Kate's and have them make a piece of glass for the front of it, and that way the dust don't get on them and stuff, you know. because yeah,
this one here has gotten
it'd be hard to dust them with
looking see inside there.
Yeah, I was just saying it's hard. It'd be hard to dust them with hooks in them.
You got that right.
But yeah, you know, they had just old straight hooks back then too. I mean, you know, those trebles right there are pretty big for the size of lure. You know, but that wood floated, you know, real good. Yeah. So that was good, you know. But yeah, you don't get hooks on that size of lure. You don't get hooks that big, you know, nowadays. But yeah, you can make a shadow box, you know, out of it. We were up in Tennessee and Virginia, and when I was younger, and found some arrowheads and stuff in the streams, mm-hmm. and got quite a few arrowheads and a couple of, I think we got two or four spearheads that the Indians made, Native Americans, I'm sorry, the Native Americans That's right. made, you know, and everything.
They were here
And
first.
So I made a shadow box, and I put a couple of mandalas that, you know, they made. It's almost like dream catchers, you know, and then I put those arrowheads in it. But I just wanted to make that shadow box. Went to a place like Home Depot and got trim boards, you know, and then I got a piece of glass cut after I made it. Then I went and got a, you know, piece of glass cut that I just slid right down in it. And that keeps the dust off everything. I made that thing probably 20 years ago, and it's still, you know, everything in it looks new still.
You know, I did, now that you mention it, I made a little shadow box with my grandfather's picture in it, and his watch. And his old pocket watch he used to hang from the mirror in his car.
Yeah.
And, and I picked that shadow box up at, I think it was Michael's.
Yeah.
But I bet you, I didn't even think about it, but I bet you they got some bigger ones that where you can hang these in there.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to put the little slats in there or whatever, some way to hook, hang them in there.
You go to my wife's favorite store. Hobby Lobby.
Well, that's a good Christian organization.
Let me tell you, they have got some shadow boxes, you know. But
I'll have to try that.
Any place like that, I mean, how many of those lures you think you have, you know?
Probably 20, 25.
Yeah, so you'd want to count them and see how far apart you want to put them in there and then try to go get you something like mm-hmm. that. But, yeah, those Michaels probably have them, too. I hadn't been to Michaels in a long time. My wife, it's hard to get her out of Hobby Lobby when you go in there, you know.
I gotta go there. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah,
I used to buy my models from there. I got my old Star Trek Enterprise model from there. I hung it from the ceiling when I was a kid. I think I was about 17.
Do you like Star Trek?
Oh, I love Star Trek.
You haven't been to Kingsland, Georgia, have you?
Get together they have up there once a year.
They have a studio stage in a warehouse,
uh-huh.
and you walk in there. I'll show you the pictures of it. You walk in there, and they just get donations or whatever. But they've done films in there and stuff like that. And it's when you go in it, it's exactly the Enterprise.
It's just like the
lights and everything. And I mean, it's just
wow.
And they've actually filmed some stuff in there, you know, from the Enterprise. I have to show it to you online. It's actually pretty neat. I have a client that goes up there quite a bit. But
I got to check that out. It's in Kingsland?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to try that.
Pretty close to us.
I didn't know there was one up there.
Yeah. It's pretty close to us when you figure that out. But we've been wanting to go, and right when I found out about it, of course, that's, you know, when the pandemic hit.
You Star Trek?
And
you Star Trek fan?
I you know, I grew up watching it, you know, but I mean, I'm not a what they call them, Trekkies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those, but you know, I don't have the uniforms and stuff.
No.
You know?
I did. The only thing, I bought my wife some earrings,
excuse me.
And that were Trekkie, and I bought a watch when I went to the one they had down here that time. And that was all I ever, that's all I got. I'm not going that far with it to get uniforms and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat. We're going to go there as soon as this pandemic gets a little better, you know, because you have to schedule the time, because they're not just open anytime,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they also schedule film, you know, people who do films and stuff like that in there. I mean, it's pretty neat. It's when you walk in, it's just like the Enterprise. It's and I'll show you, you know, at break, I'll show you some pictures of it. And they don't call it Star Trek or Enterprise. I forget what they call it, the place up there. But anyway, it's in a warehouse. You drive there, you wouldn't even think it's anything, you know, till you go inside.
You go down the board and you say, Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
You got my fly rod here. Take me to Risa and let's go fishing.
Yeah. They got that client of mine, he's got the uniform and all that, and he goes up there and gets his picture taken in the Captain Kirk's seat, you know? And,
that's awesome.
I say Captain Kirk, who was the last guy, I forget Picard. What it is.
Huh? Picard, Captain
Picard.
Yeah,
that was it. That was it. Yeah, that's funny.
He was pretty cool, but I like number one.
Yeah, Captain Kirk, it's hard to, you know, I can't believe he's 91 years old, something
like
that.
He's still doing it.
And
Trek Picard.
And he went up in, in the spaceship. Here, the last one, Elon Musk sent up. Yeah.
Yep.
And he's the
oldest
person that's been in space. That's pretty neat. But
yeah, Picard's still doing the acting. He's doing the new series on it, the Star Trek Picard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're on their second season.
I have to check that out. I know some of the old Star Treks are still on, you know, some of the older channels. But it's pretty neat. But, yeah.
I didn't mean to get us sidetracked.
I know. It's not really fishing, but, you know. But back, I don't know how we got off of it. Back to the lures, like I said, my son-in-law has got some up there, and I bet the ones he's got is probably worth pretty good money, you know. And I say pretty good money. I mean, from what they are, it's not like they're not worth, like, thousands of dollars.
Right.
But certainly I would think they're worth hundreds of dollars, you know, for each one because of the age of them. And, excuse me, especially the ones he's got that's in the box still, in the little wooden boxes. That's got to be worth some money. But, you know, thinking about that, it's I would love to be able to, you know, start a collection like that, mm-hmm. but I'm a little late in doing that. So there's a lot of people, though, that started out early, and they've got a bunch of them. You know, and you can look it up online for people in Jacksonville that are collecting lures. And if you got some old lures, you know, you might go over there and get your little money back for them. You know, find out the guys that are collecting them, and you know, and try to get with them.
Maybe we got some listeners out there that can tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah,
because I don't even see a name brand on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't even know if they put name brands on. There's probably a name brand on the package or on the box or whatever.
I don't see nothing on it.
But, you know, back then, I don't know. I'd have to look at. I think I've still got some of my dad's. I might have to look and see, but I don't know. Like I said, he would throw his away, you know, a lot. I know he had this one little, it's like a shad wrap. It's except it's a broken back, you know, type lure, and it was a small one. And we used to go to Horseshoe Beach, and between Cross City and Horseshoe Beach is the 9 Mile Swamp, what they call the 9 Mile Swamp. And my dad's good friend, John Paul, had a trailer up in there it was an old school bus, and they turned it into a little camp.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go hunting over there all the time. And but anyway, when we'd go over there and we'd hunt in the mornings, and then, like, you know, in the middle of the day or whatever, we would go some of those ponds that they dug out to build the road all the way down there to Horseshoe Beach. And those ponds, man, we'd get some nice largemouth bass out of them. I mean, that was my dad's favorite lure of all time. That was just, when they, you know, he used to use Salty Dogs. That was the first, like, plastic, you know, lure in salt water, you know, but he loved those too, but that was his favorite hard lure. 222-8255. Give us a call. Let me know what your favorite lure is. I'd like to hear about it. You know, I'll tell you mine too. We'll be back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 19 states are now suing to block President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal contractors. Those lawsuits argue the administration went outside of its authority in requiring federal contractors to make their employees get the coronavirus vaccine. The president has argued that sweeping vaccine mandates will help end the deadly pandemic. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is accusing Democrats of going outside the bounds of their mandate and try to hammer out their compromise on a bill that will cost about $1.75 trillion using the reconciliation process. That means it's supposed to have nothing to do with anything but the budget, she says, is trying to work in a lot of leftist priorities, including amnesty for illegal aliens, into the bill. Average long-term mortgage rates rose just a bit this week. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 89 points. This is SRN News.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your gateway to the great outdoors. Motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, jet skis, and even pontoon boats are all right here under one roof. Okay, we couldn't fit the pontoon boats under the roof, but all the other stuff is right here. Drop by our dealership today and get a great deal on any of our Power Sports products, from Kawasaki to Can-Am. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Your fun starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a high near 71. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping to around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, more sun with a high near 75. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mostly sunny with temperatures reaching into the upper 70s. And as for Thursday and Friday, chance of rainfall, mostly sunny with temperatures reaching into the upper 70s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We got Jason on the line. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing good.
Awesome.
You had a nice, cool morning. Doing good.
Absolutely. I'm enjoying this. I wanted to ask you guys if you guys have ever heard of magnet fishing.
Heard of what?
Magnet fishing. It's fishing, but not fishing like in your sense. But
right.
What we do actually kind of helps a lot of the local inland fishers out quite a bit. We take huge, real powerful magnets and like go out to bridges and fishing piers and places like that and throw our magnets in the water, and we pull up a lot of garbage up out of the water.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And
cleaning it up. That's awesome.
I've heard about that. And you get all kind of stuff doing that.
Oh, absolutely. We do. I've pulled up, I can't tell you how many bicycles. We pulled out of Trout Creek. We pulled a motorcycle out of Trout Creek back in March that had been stolen out of Duval County 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
yeah. So it's a real interesting thing that we do. And we have fishermen all the time coming up to us and thanking us. And we could probably restock most tackle boxes with the tackle we pull off of a lot of the garbage we pull out of the water.
I bet you probably get some old lures. Of course, I don't know if the hooks are rusted off. I guess you wouldn't get those. But you probably get some, you know, some older lures maybe.
We have pulled up some real old wooden lures. The hooks were completely gone, and the only thing holding them to the, you know, onto what we caught was it was tangled up with the fishing line through the little eyelet right in the nose.
Oh yeah,
But they're so old and they're swollen and they're just, you know, they're no good anymore. But we catch I can't tell you how many rattle traps I've pulled up attached to stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because them things, when they sink, people set the hook on them in the rocks.
and they're done. They're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we go out every weekend. I'm actually heading down to Daytona right now to meet up with some friends of mine to go fishing down in Daytona. So,
well, how much, I mean, how big of a magnet do you have?
Yeah, where do you get a magnet to pull a motorcycle out?
Well, the magnets that we use range from, they weigh anywhere about 4 to 5 to about 10 pounds, but they will pull anywhere around 3,800 pounds. If you get a good, clean connection,
yeah,
you can get 3,800-pound pull out of some of these magnets.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there actually are fishing magnet suppliers that we use. One that I use is called Kratos. There's another one called Brute, but there's quite a few of them, and they're absolutely amazing magnets.
Now, and you call these, they're actually called fishing magnets?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have to look that up. That sounds pretty neat. I've heard of people doing that with, you know, with regular magnets, and I've got one that's kind of it's only about maybe 5 inches across. It's a round magnet. And that thing, if you put it, like I've got metal on my boat shed, if you let that thing touch that metal on that boat shed, you got to slide it to the edge to get it off. I mean, you can't just pull it off. That's the strongest magnet I've ever seen.
There's a lot of people who lose their magnets because they'll get them caught on the underside of a bridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it happens. But it's a neat hobby. We film for YouTube. I heard you guys talking about YouTube there in the break. So
yes.
While it was on hold. So, but yeah, we film for YouTube, and, you know, it's just a really neat hobby. So wanted to get on and talk to you guys about that for a little while.
Well, I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
man. Because I'm always anxious to learn about stuff like that I haven't tried, you know, and, but you know, that just seems so neat to be able to do that. And
I'd love to take you out with me one day if you'd like to, if you have a Saturday or Sunday available.
That sounds good. Okay. I've got, got your, phone number on our ID here. Is this your cell phone number that you're calling
it
from?
No. Oh, yes,
okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you guys want to take a look, if you'd rather me not tell you my channel on the air, I can tell you off if you want me to.
Oh, no.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's the Magnetic Squatch, like Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Squatch, the Magnetic Squatch.
And that's a good name, Neil.
Thanks. we even find some guns every now and then, too, which is pretty cool. So,
find some guns?
Yeah, absolutely. I found an old Smith & Wesson revolver last week out in the Revolt River out there. So, and a safe. We pulled up a safe last week also. So,
pulled up a what?
A safe.
A safe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, somebody had blown the door off of it, but we pulled the safe up out of the water.
Golly. So,
yep.
I pulled some old magnets out of a CAT scan one time. We had you know, on the Siemens CAT scans.
Yeah.
The whole gantry is the motor. And there's magnets in there, and I swear those things are so strong.
They're incredibly strong, yeah.
You've seen them? They're just I mean, you got to spin that gantry like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just really strong.
Yeah, Jason, I'm glad you called, because I'm going to check that out. I'm going to check out the magnetic squatch. That sounds pretty good. I'm sorry, was that your Facebook page or that's online?
That's on YouTube.
On YouTube, that's it. That's
okay,
it.
So we can just call number and set up a schedule time to go with you?
Absolutely, 100%.
All right.
Great. Cool.
Sounds great.
That's good. So, and you usually do it, like you say, off of bridges or whatever, because you don't have a boat to do it in, or what?
Yeah, we usually go backwoods, like Back Creek bridges, like out off the 13, some of the bridges, you know, like on Blanding. Just any of the bridges where people would be walking over and possibly tossing stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, because, yeah, I mean, tossing like a gun over or something like that, you know that thing's been used in the wrong place if it's tossed over into water.
Yeah, we've had the police at JSO and St. John's County and Clay County out a few times for weapons that we found.
That's pretty neat, and I'm glad you did call them. Of course, it probably you're so rusty, you probably can't tell, you know, the serial numbers on them and stuff. That's pretty neat, though, that you do call them and get that taken care of with the police department like that.
Yeah, most of them, they probably just take and destroy. Pulled up an HK-45 a couple months ago out off of Myrtle Avenue that was crisp. It was absolutely clean. It had just within probably a couple of weeks been thrown in the water.
Oh, wow.
They were happy to get that one.
I bet. Yeah, they could get information off of that one pretty good, I bet.
You think you'll get it back?
Oh, no. It was reported stolen.
No, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Once they receive, they never return.
Yeah. Well, it'd be better to do that than you get caught with it.
Absolutely. That is 100, because then I'd be received. I don't want to be received.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you'd be in possession of stolen property. That's not good. Well, I'm sure glad you called. That's very interesting. It's got to be. I mean, like we were talking about old lures and stuff like that in the water. Excuse me, and people lose all kind of lures and things. But just imagine the stuff that people lose off the boat. I've had people lose cell phones, eyeglasses, sunglasses. Of course, I've lost pliers overboard, hook removers. Just all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, it's just, you know, next thing you know, boom, it's just right out of your hand, you know?
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
And you would think, okay, that you wouldn't drop something like that, but, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, be right out of your hand in no time.
It is, and it's amazing the amount of tools that we find off the side of bridges where people go fishing, and knives, and you go to boat ramps and all the boat, like, stuff people have lost off of their trailers. It is incredible.
Oh, I bet.
Good. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is so interesting. I'm so glad you called, because I hadn't thought about, you know, I didn't know that there was actually, you know, a group like y'all that just, you know, goes out there and do this all the time. I mean, that is really neat.
Oh, there's a whole big group of us all over the world. We have a big community that does this, and a good amount of us chat all week long about what we found, and we've got Facebook pages and all sorts of chats and everything we get in, so it's a blast. It's a great community.
Well, it sure sounds like it. I know they do a cleanup down there in Tampa Bay either once or twice a year, but of actual stuff that's in the river in the bottom, you know. And course they clean up the shorelines here in Jacksonville, but there's nobody cleaning stuff up like that out of the river until I hear about y'all. I sure appreciate it, Jason.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. I'll take care.
Thank you. I'd like to hear from you again sometime.
Yeah, call us back sometime.
Absolutely, will do.
All right.
Tell us some of the stuff you got.
All right.
I will do so. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. 222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And, yeah, that was an interesting call. I appreciate that, Jason. That was so neat. I've heard of people, you know, hooking stuff and bringing it up, you know what I mean? And of course when I used to drop the anchor, we'd pull up all kind of stuff. One of the things I wanted to keep one time was, it was about a, 5 horsepower, outboard. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, you could tell it was old cause it was one of the round ones, you know, it was, had the round top everything. And the gas tank was on top of it right there and all. And, pulled it up at the jetties and it had bolts. You know, that were, you know, you could tell the transom had rotted away, probably old wooden boat, you know.
And just fell off or and, something.
Yeah, and, you know, because there was no wood on it, you know, on the bolts or whatever, where it was fastened to the boat. But I pulled that thing up with my anchor, and I was like, man, I want to, you know, I want to put this in the boat somewhere. And I picked it up, and there was so many barnacles. And so much marine life on it that, you know, like little tiny crabs, and there was actually some seahorses on it and stuff like that. I said, I didn't want to put all that in the boat, you know, and everything. And I really wanted that thing, but I was like, nah, you know, best thing to do is just let it go back down, mm-hmm. you know.
Is a barnacle considered a shellfish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't, well, I guess FWC don't want to see that in your boat, right?
Well, barnacles are different because they know you're not going to eat those, you know? And it's like, you know, you can't go get oysters, like off of a bridge piling or whatever, and take them somewhere else in your boat to use for chum. You can buy oysters, you know.
Right. You better and, have a receipt.
Yeah, and keep your receipt. You can buy, and same thing with clams. You can, you know, you can buy clams or buy oysters, from a seafood market or whatever, or even like Winn-Dixie or Publix, and, but keep your receipt and you got to have it on board if they stop you and ask you where you got them from, because you're not allowed just to go get them off of oyster bed or off of bridge piling. Mm-hmm. But there was a thing that I've got actually, I had it in my truck, but I think I put it in my boat. It was like a notice from the FWC that said that the barnacles, you know, were a different shellfish, that they weren't really, they didn't really enforce that But you don't want to have an oyster shell inside the barnacles.
That's
but,
very possible.
You know, so, you know, you just want to scrape barnacles or whatever and then take those barnacles. You could take those in a bucket to another location. But if you just went up to a bridge piling and, you know, stuck a bucket there and knocked some oysters off in the bucket and barnacles and stuff like that, if you had those oysters in there, you could get a big ticket for having a shellfish without a saltwater products license with a shellfish endorsement.
So, I thought so.
Yeah, that's a big ticket, you know. So don't want to do that. But like I said, it's you know, if you're gonna try to chum with oysters, it's just so much better and so much cheaper just to go buy them. Mm-hmm. Believe me, it would be cheaper than getting caught.
Yeah, I don't know if I could buy them and chum with them. I'd want to sit there and eat them.
Mm-hmm. I know. I bought some not too long ago. Well, I say not too long ago. It was last winter. And those things were big and they were just, I mean, almost too big to eat.
Where you get yours at?
You know, Houston's is a good place to get them.
Mm-hmm. And, Safe Harbor Seafood.
Safe Harbor now that, you know, I would probably,
never bought them there.
Yeah. I haven't either, but, Safe Harbor would probably have some really good fresh ones over there. And, you know, it's just so far from me over there, but yet now that I've been there in their new shop, oh, you haven't been in their new shop, have you?
Mm-mm.
They got it. It's right straight across the street from the old shop
mm-hmm.
in Mayport. And the old shop and restaurant is still there
right.
on the water right there. But across the street from it, they've got this huge building. I mean, it looks
like a warehouse.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's, you know, you walk in there and it's clean as a whistle. It don't smell. I mean, you know, it's just so great. And you go in there and the prices are really, really good. I mean, when I made a post on my Facebook page about it, here a while back, we went in there and the prices are so good. I was like, man, I wish I had a cooler. And I look over there by the wall and they were selling styrofoam coolers.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we bought a styrofoam cooler. And what they'll do is when you go to the cash register, when you have your food or whatever, and you your fish or your shrimp or whatever you have, you take the cash register. If you have a cooler or whatever, they'll ice it down for you, you know, for free.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's, you know, we just bought a cooler and we got, you know, some mahi, we got, you know, shrimp and, just, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Also, they have made ready-to-eat clam chowder and, you know, just all kinds of stuff like that. They have desserts and things like that. If you want to have, you know, go out there and have your meal, they'll cook your fish. And they also have some that's already prepared in the glass cases.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing the prices they have out there. I mean, you know, we've talked about it. We left that cooler in the back of the truck. And back in my wife's SUV because we go out there again.
You didn't forget it.
Oh, no. Yeah. I rinsed it out and put it back in there. I rinsed it out and set it in the sun for a day and then put it back in there. But, yeah, when we go back out there, we won't forget that cooler because it's in the back of our SUV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I might even put another one in there, you know, to go with it, a bigger one.
The last time I bought oysters was in a they came in a burlap sack.
Yeah.
And it was at that place on Main Street, right there at the Main Street Bridge.
Trout River.
Yeah, Trout River mm-hmm. Fish Market or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good.
Oh, yeah, I bought them there too.
And mm-hmm. a friend of mine would take and he'd get this steel quarter-inch piece of steel plate, and he set a center block on each corner and built a fire underneath it.
Hmm.
And when that thing got hot, that quarter inch steel, after they'd been sitting in the salt water in the cooler.
In the cooler, yeah.
Yeah, he'd throw them up on there and then throw that burlap sack over the top of
mm-hmm.
them and let that steam. Oh, they were so good.
Yeah. We cook ours, believe it or not, over a wash machine tub. That is a great little thing in our fire pit. You know,
that's so good.
Yeah. And I've got a grate that we put on it. You know, you can buy just the round grate at Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
like a replacement grate for a grill, like mm-hmm. a charcoal grill.
And just put that over it?
Yep, just put that over it and throw the oysters on it right there. Man, it's so good. We like doing that.
You know, I think it was you that showed me that the last time. Told me about that, and I have a friend of mine that just took his, well, actually me and Gail had to replace the bearings in our washer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the tub sitting out, and I said, you know, I know somebody that made a little fire pit out of this thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got some bricks around it. Actually, and you could sit there. What it does is it'll, you know, you could have a solid piece of metal across the top if you wanted to. Because what happens is if you've got it sitting up like on little bricks or whatever, mm-hmm. not only does it get air through all the holes in the side, but it also in the middle on the bottom, it gets air. And, I mean, it, you can get a fire going good in there. You know,
and it's stainless steel. I mean, the well, tub is.
The one we have is the one we're cooking in now is porcelain. Mm-hmm. You know, it's porcelain lined. But that way the salt don't eat it up as, mm-hmm. as bad either, you know. Because you could just, after you get through, you just rinse it out, you know. And you want to put your fire out anyway, so you just rinse it out. Rinse the salt water out, and it goes right out the holes
right
out of the bottom.
The holes.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a good thing. But yeah, Safe Harbor Seafood, if you anybody out there hasn't been out there yet, please go out there and check them out. Check out the prices. They've got some stuff frozen. They got a whole bunch of stuff fresh, you know, in the cases there. But when you walk in, you'll be amazed how big this shop is. I mean, it's not like any fish market you'd go to anywhere around here. It's huge.
Gail and I ate at the restaurant across the street from there, and it was awesome. It was good.
Yeah, we've actually taken the boat when we were out in the boat with my wife and daughter and granddaughter. Pulled up in there, you know, where the
they got
to their dock, and we just call them, you know, and go in there and get a takeout. And sometimes we just like going by, and we're like, let's go get something to eat. You know, we'd pull over there just. I'd stay with the boat. They'd go in and get it and bring it back out. But, yeah, it's pretty neat to go out there and have fresh, hot, you know, like shrimp, scallops, stuff like that on your boat out there, you know. Baked potatoes.
You're making me hungry.
The baked potatoes. They have all the little fixings for the baked potatoes, you know, in the little containers. I mean, they fix it up for you, you know.
Well, it's a good place to go.
It sure is. It's great. Great to eat there. But, yeah, go out there and try their fish market. See their new fish market. When you're coming out there and you pass the Coast Guard station, and the road makes that, like, almost a big S-curve. I mean, you can't miss it. This building is facing you as you're coming down the road. And it's a big parking lot, huge building, never crowded. Go check them out. Get you some fresh fish over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 222-8255 and give us a call. Oh, wait a minute.
We're done.
I can't believe we're done going. Already. All right. Well, instead of giving us a call, we'll be back next week. And appreciate the phone callers, and look forward to hearing from Jason again sometime.
Yeah.
And be back next week. Thank you.
Have a good day.